Okay, shut up. We're back, and there's a new episode, and we were just discussing Adam's relationship problems.
What's that?
We were just discussing Adam's relationship problems.
No, we weren't.
Here on Love Chat.
We actually weren't.
We were discussing...
Here on Have Sex Chat.
My dick going
Adam's got a big bone to pick
Nick's ears.
With Dasha, and he won't say it publicly.
You know they believe you. No, these fucking retards
they believe anything you say.
And they don't understand jokes. They like take everything literally.
They might break up over this one.
Cool, dude.
I'm sorry. I'm kidding. We weren't discussing. We were actually...
Let's just start the episode over, man.
Why?
No, it's fine.
No.
Sure? I don't care.
All right. He doesn't care.
He does care.
My new thing is standing up for myself.
Stav's new thing is trying to instigate by pretending he's taking sides.
I'm not taking sides.
You're instigating.
I think we should be nice to our friend Adam, man.
I've changed my mind.
I'm nice
to Adam.
I'm the one encouraging him to... holy shit, we've been doing this 3 years.
Maybe.
Is it 3 years?
Two and a half,
that's
probably.
That's insane.
Two and a half, the number of inches of both of your dicks.
That's
what you guys have in common.
In both of our dicks to get like
mashed together.
Mashed. Mm-hmm. Side by side.
Side by side. Okay. They're longer, but they're 2.5 wide.
Oh, that's all
mashed
right.
Together.
But
you have very
long.
That's
good.
You have very long, very skinny dicks. Would you guys ever wrap your dicks together with cellophane and then fuck together?
Great hypothetical.
Would you?
Cellophane. I like how you try to insult people and your mind immediately goes to preserving food.
No.
That's all you can think of.
I was not an insult.
This guy's got a bad dick. It's kind of like going to Wendy's for lunch.
This guy's dick looks like the bad dick conversation.
You go, the two of your dicks look like Wendy's pigtails.
This was
you know
about,
what I mean? They're twisted together. It's kind of like getting
a
twister at KFC.
You don't use cellophane at KFC, okay? No one uses cellophane
in the
fast food industry.
You know what his dick looks like? It's a big old piece of licorice. You guys ever have Twizzlers? Boy, I'm hungry.
You know what? Your dick does look like licorice. How about that, pal? But still, I wouldn't suck it.
Yeah.
Even though it's red and delicious looking.
Yeah. Who likes black licorice? Just old
black people. It's for black
people. Do black people like it?
It was the only kind they were allowed to have during segregation. It's actually, they dyed
like
it that
shit.
Color.
I think it's kind of fucked up.
I think the
source
licorice?
Of all anti-black racism is that most people, you know, in ancient times, you know, they met black people and they assumed that they were made out of chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Sure, of course.
And then they tasted
Which
one of them.
Always existed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chocolate always existed
right.
in ancient
always.
Times.
In every
and then
culture.
They tasted one of them and they didn't. And it's like, for this, you must die.
Oh,
because
okay.
I remember being a little kid and being disappointed when I found out black people were made out of chocolate.
Sure.
That's, you thought that.
That pissed me off. Yeah. When I was like 13 or whatever.
Young boy. When you bit into your first fat man at the bus. Yeah. Stop.
When I was explained to that black people are not chocolate human beings. Made out, you know, that's why they, you know, can't be near the heat.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Africa.
Yeah,
cold
like
ass Africa.
Ant-Africa.
Yeah.
Ooh, a bunch of black penguins.
That'd be cool.
They're wearing
a country
white
called
jackets.
Ant-Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Well, that would go crazy.
Did you see Black Panther stuff?
I did.
Did you think that the bad guy was the good guy?
He was cool. I like
an unsympathetic protagonist is in like every fucking movie.
No, it's not supposed to be unsympathetic.
I know, but I mean like an unintentional unsympathetic protagonist. Like we've talked about Titanic.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Sure.
But there's a lot of movies like that. Five Goes West.
So you think
Schindler's
Billy
List.
Zane was the good guy in Titanic?
What's that?
Good
oh,
one.
Billy Zane is the good guy in Titanic. We've talked about it.
No,
I did a whole bit about it.
I know,
it
you have
show.
A bit, but he's not actually. It's a good bit,
no, he
but
is.
He's not a sympathetic
doesn't he
guy.
Beat Rose?
No, he doesn't beat Rose. At
I
no
thought
point
he does.
Does. Never. Never once. I mean, maybe. Hold on. You have to judge it based on, this is 1914, so anything less than holding a fucking branding iron to a woman's face.
Is not beating.
Is not beating a woman.
That's just encouraging her to behave.
Yeah.
Stop
no,
being hysterical.
That's taking her to the ball.
Yeah.
Sure. That's giving her a reason to put on
to
all that
cotillion.
Makeup you bought
her. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Here, why don't you earn that rouge mm-hmm, that I spent mm-hmm. my father's $22 fortune on?
It was my.
I inherited $27 from my grandfather.
From my great grandfather. Yeah.
And I bought you this, the world's largest diamond. It cost 82 cents.
My father's grandpa.
With this, you could feed an Irish family of 38.
Damn.
Yeah, that's back when Irish people used to have children like dogs. Uh-huh. They would have a fucking litter.
Help on the farm.
Your disgusting, pale Irish wife with her cold pussy would go sit it out in a little cardboard box behind it. Oh, for sure.
Wow.
Yeah, give birth underneath a flickering
pale.
Lamp.
That's some, you know?
yes. I remember Angela's ashes.
Just placing her, yeah. Placing all of her fucked up spotted infants into shoe boxes. Feeding them spoiled beets.
Whoa, how rich are they? They have shoes? Yeah. Come on.
No,
incredible.
They have shoe boxes.
Oh, they have the boxes.
Yeah,
they shoes.
Out of the garbage.
Yeah. What a beautiful little girl.
That's not Irish.
A beautiful little girl.
That's Scottish. Away. Yeah,
no, that's
Irish. A beautiful little girl.
Yeah,
yeah.
Why didn't you suck me, prick? What's an Irish word for cock? Knob. That's English.
No, they say knob.
They say
do
knob.
They?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was in Ireland. I was hanging out with these townies, and I went into the bathroom, and it's just one big urinal.
Mm-hmm. Nice. The
trough.
Not
like individual. It's a trough. And I was like, this is kind of intimate. He's like, yeah, it's for the big knobs.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Did he have a big-ass dick that he was swinging around?
Yeah, we all did. We all nice. Compared. Yeah.
Oh, that's
do you guys
cool.
touch each other's knobs? Uh-huh. It's Ireland. You're
yeah.
Ireland.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah, you got to do that.
You got to kiss the Barney Stone. Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
With your tonsils.
It'd be funny if you like gave a woman HIV or whatever, and you're like, I swear I didn't know. I kissed the Blarney Stone on vacation last week. That was probably it.
You can get it from kissing.
What is the
Why
Blarney
would you
Stone?
Believe the convenient rumors of the medical community, Charlie. I'll never get over that. That's the funniest story.
The dumbest, you know what, in the room.
The dumbest onwards. Yeah.
You should be fucking thanking me.
He thought he had the jump on AIDS.
He was the original.
It's a new show
Kanye,
called Two and a
really.
Half T Cells.
What is the Blarney Stone?
It's this rock at the top of a castle, and there's a gap in between like the wall and like where the stone is, and they like lean you over backwards, and then you kiss the top of it, and it's supposed to give you the gift of gab.
Oh. What does that mean? Giving good head?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's like...
gives you the gif of guck.
Makes you a good talker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Good podcaster.
Oh, that's why you're good, because you're Irish heritage.
We should go over there and take a trip, kiss the Blarney Stone. Yeah. That's a business expense.
Well, the locals piss on it.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard real... Yeah, Irish people won't do it. It's like a tourist thing.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, cool. Imagine if like people were like... Oh, you gotta kiss the railing on the Staten Island Ferry.
Oh, right.
It's a good luck.
Of course.
Like, of course not. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I would do it. I like good luck.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll be superstitious.
No,
shout out, by the way, to that guy that came to the stand the other night and asked me after the show, where do you get the stones to go up there just knowing you're going to bomb? Knowing that people are going to laugh. That entertained me. That's a great question.
How did you answer it?
I was like, I don't know, man.
You're like, get the fuck out of my face. Yeah. Never speak to me.
That's what exactly.
Only DM me.
Yeah. I only do DMs.
I only text and DM.
Or you can fucking sext me if you're a gay man. Dude, I fucked my toe up. I was playing basketball and it just hurts now. I'm getting back to my fucking youth. Streetball, Stavros.
Are you playing touch football with white trash kids?
I love playing touch football with white trash kids. Were you? What were your neighborhood? You weren't like a neighborhood sports activity boy.
No, yeah, when I was younger, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, actually, you know, I was okay at touch football. I was okay at football, actually.
Yeah.
I liked it when I was younger, and then I just lost interest. I also, like, stopped growing at the same rate as everybody else.
Right,
so
right.
I went from being, like, kind of bigger to being smaller.
Yeah.
So that sucked.
And you didn't have the heart to overcome.
Yeah, like Rudy.
Or like that movie, Your Hero. Wasn't Mark Wahlberg in Invincible?
Yeah, he was.
Have you seen Invincible?
The Philadelphia Eagles
movie. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You should watch that, Nick.
Is that Invincible?
I think so.
Is that the name of the movie?
Vince something.
It's not the Miracle. Is he on the Miracle? He's in the Miracle too. The Miracle on Ice. The movie about the Miracle.
That's Kurt
on Ice.
Russell.
It's Kurt Russell.
No, but
isn't
the
there
coach.
No? Isn't there Disney's Miracle, and it's about the Miracle on Ice with Mark Wahlberg? Or am I just conflating these two movies?
Yeah, I don't think so.
There's also another football movie about the Eagles with Tony Danza, where he plays a
kicker.
Garbage man that
becomes
the kicker.
Yes, I love that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was, shouts out to Dr. Salehi.
That was also a Disney movie, I think.
My fucking childhood, my pediatrician.
Mark Wahlberg
had that in the rotation.
They're opening a new Wahlburgers in London.
Oh, fuck.
And people keep sending me links about it. And it's like, I follow him on Instagram, so I already know.
Yeah.
There's no reason to tell me about something.
Have
I mean,
seen
not that I don't. Not that I don't appreciate the DMs. People send me some pretty good shit. Some guy sent me, he works with like police reports, and he sent me a police report. This woman filed a police report because she got picked up in a Checker cab, and the cab driver is some black guy wearing like basketball shorts, and he pulled the cab over and he like confronts her in the back, and he's like, call me, you know, he says the N-word. He's like, call me, you know, the N-word. And she starts crying and she's scared, so she calls him the N-word, and then he just jacks off all over himself and then just drives her where she needs to go, and that's it.
Oh my God. Holy shit, really?
Yeah.
Damn, wow, what a hilarious fetish. Can I be honest? I'm a little hard thinking about that.
Yeah.
Being called the N-word so I can jack off my cab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what
that's,
it is.
I said...
That's got to be a fetish.
In the theater watching 12 Years a Slave, fantasizing that that would happen to me. Just violently coming in my pants. The whole movie just...
A nice steady stream of tongue.
Yeah. Like a tissue stuck in a house fan.
Dripping onto the floor like a tributary, a minor tributary to a river. Oh, man. Damn. Have you ever jerked off in a movie theater?
No. It's highly illegal.
I don't know. That's Who knows?
I can't wait until you get arrested.
I've never done that.
I saw a guy get... I went to see Chris Rock's Head of State after school one day with my Mormon friend, and I saw a guy getting his dick sucked in the row in front of us.
Nice.
By a gay guy? By another guy?
By a woman.
Damn.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, it was cool.
Have you guys ever gotten head in the
movie?
Like, how about
because
we
go it was to called Head of State. Yeah.
Let me say it.
Okay.
It was because the movie's called Head of State.
Yeah, okay. That's true.
Good, that's good. Thank
you. Adam? Back off.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
Okay. I know you've had a rough week, but back off. So have I. I was asked to leave my gym today.
Oh, yeah. Aerial yoga.
Yeah, that fucking those aerial yoga pieces of shit. They're like, oh, you can't be in here because you'll be making noise.
What is aerial yoga? It's like
bullshit.
Rope shit?
It's ribbons.
It's ribbons. They fucking hang from the ceiling and do yoga in ribbons.
Well, what happened
like
is...
Cirque du Soleil.
Get the fuck out of CrossFit.
What happened is the smallest...
CrossFit is for screaming.
The smallest woman
high
in that
blood
class
pressure.
Challenged Nick to a liftoff.
And she
and
beat
if he
him.
Beat a, her, he could have stayed, but he couldn't beat her.
He couldn't marry
because
her.
Because I misinterpreted beat, and I physically beat that woman.
So you kind of
Titanic
won.
Style, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Billy Zane style.
Billy Zane.
Man, shouts out to Zane, a bald icon.
Yeah, he's Greek, too. You know that, right?
Is he?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, his real last name is...
He's a good-looking man.
His real last name is Zanos.
Zanos?
Is that the bad guy in Avengers?
Yes, Thanos.
Thanos.
Mm-hmm. Good
is he Greek? Is he Greek?
He's Greek, yeah. Thanopolis.
Yeah.
Thanos
he's just
Thanopolis.
Trying to butt-fuck Spider-Man?
Yeah.
I saw the new Spider-Man. It was charming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was charming.
Yeah, it was so fun.
Yeah,
just heads up, everybody. Adam was charmed by the news.
I was thoroughly.
I'm looks like a young guy.
Adam is hands clasped together, fingers interlocked.
Oh my!
A twinkle in his eye, watching the new Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, my hands were. More
what's
like
gonna happen to Spider-Man? What a charming movie!
It was.
Fuck
charming.
That, dude. Me leaning back, smoking a cigarette, hat. Cock to the side. I'm saying don't have a cow, man. That's me.
Whoa.
In the
yeah.
Not fazed by anything.
Damn. What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie?
Call Me By Your Name. We've established
this. No, that's not my favorite movie. It's definitely the best
cry.
Movie.
It's just the part
best movie last year. I did not cry. The
PG
only movie I've cried at, the only movie I've cried at in the last 10 years is Fast 7.
That's right.
I've been crying a lot recently.
Yeah, we know.
But
crying,
I cried on
you've
a
been
plane.
Crying and shitting your pants since I've known you.
I cried on the plane.
Multiple. You shit your pants in my car. You shit your pants twice.
I shit my pants and threw up. It came out of both holes.
You ruined one of my best poison. Hats.
Which one?
My coal miner's wife hat.
Oh, that is a good hat.
I bought it. White, pink text. Coal miner's wife. I bought it in West Virginia from some woman that clearly was a coal miner's wife and did not appreciate me buying that hat.
I cried to Disney's Coco. Pixar's Coco. I
haven't seen it
on the plane.
Is that about the gorilla that knows sign language?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And he fucks that woman.
That was one of my gay pussy.
When I first got on Twitter and I just looked at how other people did jokes and I wrote jokes like that, I did a tweet that was like, why are we only teaching the deaf gorillas how to communicate? That was my fun Twitter joke.
That is fun, man.
Thanks.
That's a Fave Star classic.
Yeah,
right there.
Dude. Damn. God forbid, I don't even want to mention
a bunch
it.
Of those Fave Star guys are MAGA now.
If somebody really? Goes through my yeah. tweets and finds of all the old tweets people dig up, I don't give a shit about. But if someone managed to find me some thanking somebody for a Fave Star trophy, that would be so embarrassing.
All the rape tweets you want, folks, go crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you see Nick sincerely be like, "Thanks, man," with an exclamation point, yeah.
Please, dear God, no. Any tweet with any exclamation point is embarrassing. If you're using exclamation points, you're a pussy, dude.
What happened? Those guys are, I guess, still online.
Fave Star guys?
They like follow 500,000.
The funniest, like, and Diarrhea Brendan discovered it, but the community of Twitter people that are like, you fucking, and it's kind of like a variant of the like, say what you want about me, don't talk about my friends, but the people that are like very outspoken about like, You abuse animals. You abuse children. Why don't you fucking take it out on me, pal? Like posting like pictures of themselves to like addressing nobody.
Yeah, yeah.
Just in general, if you fucking dare hurt an animal, do it to me.
Wait, who were those guys that were doing that? The Fave Star guys?
Yeah, that's like a whole Fave Star world is like that, and like the Felix calls them like vodka moms, you know, that are like mom drunk. Sure. Online drinking.
Right. That's the worst. That's child abuse. If your parents are doing like lip sync videos, but like changing the lyrics,
you can hear them asking for help on
Rose.
Their homework in the background.
There's a woman on Twitter. Yeah, there's a woman on Twitter I found that's the mom of like, you know, that meme success kid or whatever. It's a little kid on the beach and he's got his like fist.
Little baby, stiff lip.
Yeah, yeah. And like her whole thing is like, mom of the success kid, you know, here's that. I was the one that posted the picture. The meme comes from me. It's my child, you know.
Oh, God. That's also
trying to do something with
that's
that.
That's also like three generations of memes ago.
Yeah.
When it was just like picture, top text, bottom, like scumbag Steve.
Trying to like cash in on it.
Like how?
Was that with like, no.
I don't fucking know. I would feel bad if I was a father. And first of all, I would make sure I would never put anything about my kid online.
Yeah.
If I had a kid, it would never, they would never be like, oh, I'm going to share this cute moment on Instagram, because it's like, it's a violation of their fucking 100%. Privacy. Your childhood is like filled with embarrassing moments. And like, you know, it's like you're in a vulnerable state.
Yeah.
Nobody should have any kind of public presence until they're at least fucking like, I
sentient.
Don't know. I mean, honestly, probably 25.
37 years old.
Yeah, right. But yeah. Like,
whenever there's like
oh, here's my 8-year-old in his fucking Thomas the Tank Engine underwear, you know, doing a gay sing-along to Blue's Clues. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Post that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure in like 6 years when he's in high school, that's not going to be used against him by me. You know, because at that point, sorry, kid. Silencers are coming off.
Oh yeah,
David.
I was the silencers were on before. I was still shooting children.
Yes, but with the now it's louder.
Yeah.
Silencers is coming off. That's true. David after dentist is in jail.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Charlie bit my finger. Yeah, guess what he's biting now?
Yeah.
He's biting cock.
Yeah.
A different kind of finger.
You bit my penis.
Charlie bit my penis.
Charlie bit my asshole.
Ouch, Charlie.
Ouch, Charlie.
Those were my balls.
My asshole hurts, Charlie. You bit my asshole.
Whenever they have those like videos of families doing like choreographed dances and routines, like, first of all, that dad is abusing everyone. I know, one family cheating.
He's got like a Latina wife.
There was one where they got a divorce. And then they kept trying to be YouTube stars. Hilarious. Afterwards. They're like, yeah, we're going through some trouble right now, but like, I still want you to watch
her vids. It's not
going
to stop the vids.
Yeah, the vids are still coming. Thanks for all the support. Thanks for the like and fav.
But you know the ones I'm talking about? It's like a Latina woman, and it's like everyone's a brunette.
Yeah.
She's pretty sexy.
Who?
That family that does videos.
Who is it? The Proud Family?
The Addams Family?
The Addams Family. She could get it. Yeah. Morticia could get it.
Hell yeah.
I just thought it really...
Oh, yeah. No. Not allowed. No, no more. Fool me once.
No. No. Put it together if you can at home.
Yeah. We're gonna have to dump the tape for the next 7.5 minutes. Oh, man, I want to do that bit out so bad.
Yeah, you're like sweating.
What about... What was up with the Munsters?
Yeah,
they were just
Munsters were like a.
Were they before the Addams?
I don't know. I feel like they're maybe.
Because Morticia could get it.
Contemporaneous.
There was, I guess, Tuesday was a child or Wednesday. What the fuck was her name? Tuesday. Wednesday.
Wednesday.
But the Munsters had just one sexy ass niece or something. You know.
I feel a little herp coming on my lip.
Oh, you herped up?
I think so. I feel it's tingling.
Uh-huh. Do you have mouth herpes or cock herpes?
Yeah, mouth herpes.
Nice.
Yeah.
From like childhood, though.
Yeah, from sucking off a man's dick.
People. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I have type 1, which can be both.
Okay.
Yeah.
So don't suck your own dick with that herpes sore.
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't slice open your
balls.
Does
Valtrex work? Why doesn't everyone just use that?
You can't. I mean, because I get like one cold sore a year.
Yeah.
So I'm not really worried about it.
Right.
But Valtrex is mostly for people who have like type 2, which you just get like constant recurrent like
real
genital
slutty.
Outbreaks.
Yeah.
Ooh, fuck. I'm glad I don't have that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I survived my raw dogging phase with an unblemished.
You probably
cock.
Got HPV.
Yeah. Well, everyone does. Yeah.
Everyone has HPV.
I had the reason I went a couple weeks ago was I had a call from an old flame.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was his name?
Yeah, fuck. Damn it. I was going
to. You got to be quicker with those.
I'm sorry,
stuff.
Man.
Oh, speaking of gay.
Yeah, what was his name?
I met John Waters this weekend. Cool.
Yeah,
guy.
Of course.
Yeah, what was his name?
Yeah.
It'd be so funny to do that to an actual gay guy.
Yeah.
I met the nicest guy the other week. I'm like, yeah, what's his name?
Steven?
Like, Eric? Yeah. You're like, is he. All right.
Did you guys fucking kiss?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was a good date. That's fucking gay.
Damn, dude. All right, what was her name?
Yeah, well, oh, that's good. Anytime a gay guy's like, I met someone, be like, what was her name?
Yeah, what was her name, dude?
What's the name of the woman that fixed pussy?
The fixer.
That gross pussy.
I was pretty sure I had an STD, though. I was like shocked. I didn't have anything.
Yeah.
Mm. What did the old flame, the man, have?
Yeah.
She had a... It
this
sounded
is, this
scary.
Is the other Korean girl?
Gonorrhea?
Syphilis.
Sift up!
Should we say her name?
No, don't say
her name. Her name is Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-deuce.
Mm.
It's the second Kingdom Korean.
Too.
Yeah. The return.
But she wasn't sure if she was like before me or after me.
I could have sworn I had syphilis one time. I had this fucking, it was on the top of my dick, an open sore the size of like a dime.
Oh.
Just fucking festering.
Oh my God. On your dick head?
No, on like the middle of my dick.
Okay. But apparently all STDs are fine except for HIV.
Yeah. So
what?
I had this open sore. And at that point it was like, it was smaller, but you know, it was just a fucking like horrific thing.
Oh, that's gross.
And I went
to
Planned Parenthood and I was like, I got to see a doctor, you know, and they were like,
what was it? Ingrown hair?
Well, they were like, you got symptoms? I was like, yeah. They're like, well, you need to make an appointment. I'm like, well, can I make an appointment for now, today? They're like, no. And I'm like, well, when are the appointments available? And they're like, not till like Wednesday. And I was going out of town to do a weekend. So I had to like just fly to Appleton, Wisconsin.
With your dick
all
fucking
fucked up, dude.
Up.
And
what
I just said
it?
The shows were terrible.
Oh, is that when you had that weird set you were telling
yeah,
me?
Yeah, yeah. Terrible, terrible fucking weekend. And I was just in the comedy condo putting like oil of oregano on this open sore on my cock. going around smelling like a pizza restaurant and just like, just in the bathroom, so fucking depressed.
And what was it?
It just went away. I mean, oh, it fucking healed. It healed, and then I was like, well, that was probably...
Was it an
that
Indian burn?
I was like, that was probably syphilis, and then I got tested years later, and no syphilis.
Nice.
Yeah, well, apparently...
A couple years in between, just, though.
It's
let
just
it
penicillin.
Yeah, you just take penicillin.
Yeah.
No, you'll still have to pass... The way syphilis works, though, is you if you don't do anything about it...
You go insane.
It'll go away, and then it'll come back, like, all over your body, and if you don't do anything about that, and it goes away, then it comes back, and it, like, eats your brain.
Yeah, it makes you... Isn't that what happened to Al Capone?
I thought it happened to Benjamin Franklin.
And the Marquis de Sade.
Marquis de Sade.
Yeah.
Marquis du Suck. Cock. Marquis du
Got him.
And Marquis de Sade.
He loves fucking while listening to Sade.
Yeah. I love Sade.
Do you?
You know it's a great album?
She's still hot.
Oh, hell yeah. The new Janelle Monáe album is good. Speaking of sexy black ladies.
Yeah, well, she just said, I saw
a
thing where
she's like... new type of black sexiness, according to the New York Times.
Right, everyone's like... Oh.
Breaking news, new type of black sexiness.
Oh, I didn't see that. Is that real?
Yeah, it's some big article in the New York Times.
Really?
Yeah,
Janelle Monáe?
She said in Rolling Stone, she's like, she came out as pansexual, which is like... That's just
what's
bisexual,
that?
but you're
you fucked all the pots and pans in the kitchen?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Get her done.
Get her done.
I think you fuck. Yeah, you fuck like tables.
What do you fuck?
No, you fuck women
ladle?
And men.
Well, she's having sex with a ladle and a saucepan.
That's right.
Yeah,
she said,
kitchen.
I'm pansexual. Boy, I tell you, that's
fry up.
I don't care
pussy.
Who you are. That's funny right there.
That's such a good tag.
I don't care who you are. Well, actually, I do. I do care who you are.
No Muslims.
Right. That's just your bragging about being.
I don't
bisexual.
Know what the difference is. I literally think they fuck tables and inanimate objects.
No,
and
I don't
shit.
Think that's.
I think so.
I think it's like I'm just into humans.
No, pansexual means you'll fuck any kind of person.
I
Which
think
is
you'll fuck
women
animals
and
shit
men
too,
or trans people, I guess.
Hmm. You guess, huh? Interesting. Interesting coded language.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to look up what pansexual is. I think
I'm pretty sure it's just bisexual.
I think they fuck like leaves.
They
not
don't,
limited
dude.
In sexual yeah. choice with regard
is,
to biological
the,
sex, gender.
This is a Times gender. Article. The New Black Hotties by Cecily Bowen.
What is it? Like dad bod?
There is
blacks?
A new black and sexy. Notions of attractiveness from the type of partner we want to the aesthetic choices we make for ourselves have shifted from glistening abs and perfect facial symmetry towards something more realistic, inclusive, and in many ways cooler.
Nice.
Artists like Donald Glover, Issa Rae, and Janelle Monáe have allowed us to see a more complex world.
Those people
are
pretty sexy, though.
Validating black nerds, black queers, and black weirdos everywhere. It's like, what
those
are
just in the
about?
New York Times?
First of all,
these are celebrities.
Those are just hot, famous
know,
people
it's,
who
it's,
wear
it's,
glasses.
It's a, exactly.
It's just the same
it's
thing
the
as
same,
dad bod.
It's, yeah. it, well, it's worse than dad bod because it's like, what, like, first, Donald Glover probably has abs.
Yeah, he doesn't. He in
goes,
his new music video, he's not wearing a shirt.
He's had like abs before.
He's a little belly.
He's had abs before.
He looks cute though.
He's
he looks
cute.
Good. Yeah,
he looks cute.
Anyways, none of these people are like not traditionally.
Janelle
Monáe
is hot as shit.
Yeah,
Janelle Monáe. Yeah, she's cute, adorable.
Black and sexy has blossomed into a celebration of eccentricity. No, it hasn't.
It's just scarves. It's just black people just wearing scarves.
It's somebody, they
no, it's black people.
They
being
got
hipsters.
Vintage glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
all
yeah,
it
yeah,
is.
Yeah. yeah, it's just, but yeah, they're hipsters now.
And some of them have abs.
Yeah.
all of them have abs.
Yeah, I hate this article.
Yeah,
they're
we
born.
Should do the new. You know why I'm writing you sexy? Podcasting sexy.
It's kind of true.
Honestly, this pod right here, boys.
Yeah, well, here we go.
We got a little
for so long,
for
black celebrities were hypersexualized in like, a way that never quite translated for real people of color like me. Think of D'Angelo's toned body in the video for Untitled. This standard was... This standard?
That's the standard D'Angelo?
Are you
D'Angelo
kidding me?
D'Angelo was oppressing.
yeah.
He was
that
oppressing.
Was the standard.
Yeah. Every black guy I met had fucking chiseled 12 packs.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and like Biggie Smalls.
Or they were, ugly. Or
everyone
yeah,
knows
yeah.
that. Everyone was like, oh, he's disgusting, this famous rapper.
yeah. That's hilarious.
He beat Lil' Kim, right?
Oh, did he?
Or Faith.
Know.
He beat Faith.
I think he beat Faith, which is a real bummer.
Yeah. What, you don't know what she did.
Yeah, but it's like it's like the it's like the 20s rule.
So true,
rule.
Adam.
it's like the 20s rule for white people in the black community. It's,
yeah.
There's a the threshold is different.
Absolutely. You especially know. 90s hip-hop.
The new black spousal abuse. the New York Times. Gone are the days of slapping a woman around in public. Now you do it with your Nintendo DS while riding around on Heelys, you know?
What was I going to say? Yeah, well, I was saying podcast sexy, boys. Yeah. You should write,
we do have three
an article about us.
Distinct body types.
Mm-hmm. Strong. Two strong ones and one little bitch.
I don't know about that.
One little fucking skinny bitch.
One little slow.
Two strong burly boys. Oh, one up. A little more cut than the other. And one little weak little motherfucker.
First of all, I'm not weak.
You're weak, dude. No. You're a little waif.
You don't have to face the trials and tribulations.
You're a waif, bitch.
Emotional. Shut up. No.
No, Nick. Nick.
The worst thing is giving Nick rules.
I know.
And then, you know, he's like going
to It's fun,
like
though. It is kind of funny to see him.
Yeah, dude, I'm a bad boy.
Yeah, he's a bad boy.
You can't. FBI can't stop
me. So naughty. Speaking of FBI, solidarity to Jake Flores.
My man Jake. My man Jake got sexed into the bad boy. He got fucking vanned by Homeland Security.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. He said he made the joke about killing ICE agents, and they fucking came to his apartment.
Oh, damn. Fuck ICE, though.
Busted his ass down. They jacked him up, dude. Mm-hmm.
Damn.
That's right. You want to fuck with the police state? You better not. Don't be on Twitter making jokes.
Yeah. On Twitter? Ever. He just joked about it on Twitter?
Yeah, dude, he made a joke on Twitter that he said, white people can celebrate Cinco de Mayo if they kill one ICE agent.
Oh, funny. I completely missed Cinco de Mayo this year.
That was yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I missed Cinco.
Suck off de Gallo.
It was funny to be in Baltimore for Cinco
That's
de Mayo.
Great. Thanks, is that man. Fresh from the top,
you
off
know,
the dome?
Off
or is
the
that,
dome,
or
you
is
know?
That the week ago?
I might have been trying some stuff out by myself.
Yeah, you had that one in the back.
Suck off de Gallos.
I saw a little twinkle in your eye.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with having
it. It was fun to be in
Baltimore. There's nothing wrong with it. I was just asking. As a member of the community,
that's right.
I want to know
the Mexican community.
No, the joking around,
the joke
having
about
a good time,
getting sucked off in everything.
I want to know the
having
process.
A good time community.
Having a good time with your boys online.
just a couple boys having a good time.
Yep.
Online, just some good old boys. Just sitting online. Beats all you never saw. Downloading child porn since the day they was born.
Yeah, it was being in Baltimore yesterday for Cinco de Mayo was perfect because it's just perfect for that accent.
Well,
just
them that, Duke boys are downloading word. Child pornography.
Fuck, what are those characters?
The
Boss Hog.
Yeah, that's the...
Oh, Boss Hog. Let Boss me Hog beat and, off with this 7-year-old Ukrainian boy jerking his little limp cock off.
Yeah.
That kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. That's, yeah.
Where did it take place? West Virginia?
Hazard County. That's what
is
the
that
Dukes,
really?
Ooh, the Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, that makes sense. Do you remember Jessica Simpson in that movie?
Yes.
She was a fucking 10.
She was hot as
shit. She looked so hot.
Yeah.
I used to jack off to Jessica 100%. Simpson.
100%. I used to jack off Jessica Simpson in bikinis.
She was perfect.
Yeah. I like the
Her thighs were so like
what was that, Nick?
Shiny.
Doesn't matter.
What'd you say?
I said I like the Jews named after the Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Shouts out Nick Lachey. Took her V card.
Did he?
Right. I forgot about Nick Lachey.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she was a virgin until she was 28 years old.
That's not true.
And then she fucked Nick Lachey.
Mm-hmm.
You like?
And then she kept getting fucked big time after that.
She got
shouts out to Nick
ugly.
Lachey.
Remember when Ashley Simpson got caught lip syncing
on SNL?
That's the end of her career. And it's like, was she supposed to have integrity?
Yeah, yeah, I know.
But she's not a federal judge.
She'll never be able to be on the Supreme Court.
Right, yeah.
What? There was some weird, like, you can't lip sync on SNL thing. Yeah. Where it's like, who gives a
don't
fuck?
Don't people
sucks at music.
I limp sync. That's when I pretend my dick is hard while fucking.
Oh, nice.
Is I let somebody else fuck my wife. Uh-huh. And then I sit in the other room watching, just gyrating.
Oh,
with my
nice.
Dick.
Oh, like a...
You're not even in the room.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking through a monitor and I'm... Uh-huh.
You're wearing 3D
goggles.
I'm
moving my hips back and forth. My penis is limp.
Nice.
That's
pretty cool, man.
That's limp syncing.
Yeah, that's limp syncing.
That's cool. Just get a little nanny cam going.
Yeah, right. I wear my Samsung VR experience headset while another man fucks my wife
with
a GoPro.
Well, not just any other man. Fred Durst.
Yeah, Fred Durst.
If you really want to get the
limp
part of it.
That's okay. Yeah,
you know?
Good.
Yeah. Or the guy with the weird
break
contacts.
Your fucking face tonight.
Was
just give me something to suck.
Was
how about your
starfish?
Fucking cock? What's that?
Was that
burn?
How
out about your fucking cock. Give me some.
Just
suck.
One of those days, feeling like a gay train. First one to the plane leaves with some head for me. Damn right, I'm a maniac. You better watch your back, because I'm sucking off your dick, ass.
I love threatening to suck someone's dick. Yeah, that's one of the best threats of all time.
Yeah.
You're a gay one. I was thinking that to Shut, the Grinch theme song.
Yeah.
You're a gay one, Mr. Shut.
He's just trying to go to sleep.
He really and fucks
open
some
his
guys.
Door a crack to sing these dumb songs to Obama impressions.
Every day, dude, he wakes up and I'm just singing shit like this to him all the time. I just hear him sigh. There's days where he won't talk to me for 3 hours. I'm just at him with songs about him being gay and doing the Obama. Shut. And I'm gay.
I'm Ryan Shut. I'm gay.
So funny.
Yeah, that is good.
Come on, man.
Shouts out Rai Rai.
I want to see the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Yeah, we should.
I haven't seen it in a while.
I would see it on the highway.
I know, you see it on the highway. Where are they going?
I don't know.
Going to work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, because it's somebody's job to drive that thing. And it seems like they mostly stay on like,
just
the Jersey
Turnpike.
Yeah.
Yeah, some terrible things happen inside that.
I'm so sad about pigs, man. They're smart as shit.
Yeah, it is fucked up.
They know exactly what the fuck is about to go down.
Yeah.
Too bad that their bacon
is
too
epic.
They're
so delicious. Prosciutto. Bacon is epic. It's epic sauce.
I'm about to prosciutto my pants. You know what I'm saying?
Very nice. You know what I just watched before coming over here? Aliens.
This is a great movie.
It's so fucking good. And by the way, a hilarious anti-Semitism.
Was James Cameron Aliens, then Alien was Ridley Scott?
Yeah.
Yes.
Aliens was definitely James Cameron. It was definitely a James Cameron movie.
Mr. James Cameron, the bravest man that ever lived. You've seen that South Park episode?
No.
Where he goes to the bottom of the ocean.
The lowering the bar.
Yeah, can you hear the song up there, guys? Yes, yes, Mr. Cameron. Mr. James Cameron, the bravest man that ever lived.
I love Paul Newman, or not Paul Newman. What the fuck is his name?
Paul Newman.
Paul Reiser.
The sauce guy?
Paul Reiser's character in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
He's just the most
Jew
of all
time.
Paul
Rapeser? Paul Rapeser?
Paul Rapeser?
Mad about you raping me.
She was good. She was really furious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Helen Hunt.
Yeah. Sorry, Helen. Sorry, Helen. Hey, Helen, I hope you don't mind, but I raped you last night.
Paul.
Paul. Oh, brother. What's the mad about you theme?
I don't
I'm
remember.
Pull it up.
Baby, I'm very mad about you. Toss salads and scrambled eggs.
I'm mad about you.
I'm mad about you.
That is so funny. I'm mad about you.
Oh, baby, I'm mad about you. Toss salads and scrambled eggs.
It rules so much that they...
I'm mad about you.
It rocks so much that they let him just do his own theme song. Yeah. Just make up words.
Shouts out to Kelsey the God. Yeah. Kelsey, Bumbaye. Okay.
Is this Mad About You?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
This sounds like every 90s sitcom.
Yeah, Helen, I'm sorry about raping you last night.
Paul Reiser. Can stop my heart. Nice.
Toss out.
Toss out.
Is that mad about you?
I'm mad about you.
I wonder what
Hello,
the story
Wisconsin.
Was.
The ultimate 90s thing.
Boom, 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 boom. Hello, Wisconsin.
I'm mad about you.
Cleveland Rock.
Cleveland Rock.
I'm mad about you. What are some other good ones?
Simpson. No, come on. You fucking
That's 90s.
Your job's a joke and broke. You sucked my little dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clap, 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 clap. Mad about you.
Mad about you. Cleveland Rock.
This is just schizophrenia. Speaking of schizophrenia, it turns out there's a reason Tom was using an Irish accent on his album.
Uh-oh.
It's because he stole all those jokes from Frankie Boyle, who has a Scottish accent.
That's crazy. So
somebody put it together. They did a whole... It's like all from one Frankie Boyle. It's from like a 10-minute Frankie Boyle clip.
No, Tom. Yeah.
About Maryland?
No, yeah. All of his Havre de Grace stuff.
My parents Boyle. Found that.
Recently went to Maryland to get it of Havre de Grace, and you know, the thing about Havre de Grace is when you're hanging in with a banana and a banana, and he gets fucked in a zoo, bones. It's like,
whoa, Winchester.
It's like, is this language? I don't know what he's saying.
That's crazy. He took a Frankie
and he didn't think to change the accent,
and he stole the accent.
Yeah,
you know what he also stole? That weird laugh he's doing at the end of jokes, which is not something I remember Tom doing.
What is it? He does that?
Yeah, yeah. Frankie Boyle does this like...
He does. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and that's what Tom's doing it at the end of every joke. So he just stole all that shit from Frankie.
God damn it, Tom. I was rooting for you.
Yeah. You know what? And it's like... Just do bong hit transplant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is the greatest joke.
It's a good joke.
It's the funniest thing anyone's ever written.
God, Tom literally could go on an ironic tour.
Dude,
he could just do that Wham City set.
Ed Schrader clip is so fucking funny, dude.
Tom, please open for us on the road.
I've tried sex.
Can you think of a better opening act than Tom Myers for a live podcast for us?
That'd be the funniest fucking thing in the world.
If he did that exact set from the Ed Schrader show.
A little bit about myself. I'm half from Maryland, half mentally retarded.
That rules, man. And he stole, and then he did the accent.
I got into an we've done all that already.
Yeah.
The mashup.
I had to go to the hospital when my Samsung Galaxy S8 exploded. I said, yeah, right. Man. What am I going to have? A bong hit transplant?
I'm sucking off, man.
I'm out of my view.
How could we?
That
get
is. I don't know why that's so fucking funny. We can't, dude. Tom's like a very spiteful.
He's a man of principle. He forgives, but he doesn't forget, man.
Yeah, no, he doesn't forgive.
No, he doesn't forgive.
He doesn't forgive at all. You know, it's funny because
I thought
he was like, when I used to know him, I thought he was that kind of like he had some humility or whatever.
Oh, none.
Zero.
No,
and if you
he's
ever,
got a huge
if
ego.
You, if you ever fucking like. That was I remember being outside of EJ's Landing, and we were talking about joke theft one time.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom's like, I don't have to worry about that because most people don't even dare to touch my material with a 10-foot pole. He's talking about how like edgy he is. And we were like, what the fuck are you talking about? And he was like, because you suck?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was like, no, you know, it's just... And it's like, you do stuff about the Kennedy assassin. Yeah.
Charlie in the Trees. He literally had a punchline that was Charlie in the Trees.
Yeah.
That when I was starting, it was so like 2007. He's doing Vietnam.
The Vietnam
I'm not even kidding. Yeah. We were on a contest together. That's the one where my little brother heckled him as a black guy. Did I tell that story?
I'm sure
I have. My little brother, Nick.
AAVE.
Yeah. My little brother, Nick, he came to EJ's Landing. It was the contest where it's a bringer. So I brought five people, and Tom is just bombing, right? And my little brother's like, damn, Tom! Just like talking like a black guy.
Yeah.
And just like keeps heckling him. And Tom can't handle it. He keeps bombing. And other people start heckling my brother. And I'm like, dude, come on. Don't fucking do that. It's hilarious, but stop. Mm-hmm. And then after the show, Tom comes up to me. He's like, hey, man, that crowd was a little urban, huh? He's like, just goes over some of my stuff. Oh, that's what he said. He was like, my stuff's goes over the head of an urban crowd.
Oh.
It's like,
the black brain is not evolved enough.
His jokes are too smart for black people, and no black people were heckling. It was my little brother doing a
black
guy
voice. I love
that
he took it to race science.
Yeah, he took it to race science.
The Negro brain is not evolved enough to understand bong hit transplant.
So many good memories. Anyway, can't believe he stole jokes, but.
I can.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, he wrote over 2,000 jokes last year. So some of them have to be stolen.
What do you mean he wrote 2,000 jokes?
He says that in that album. He's like,
really?
You know, I wrote over 2,000 jokes last year. So shouldn't you be able to do a CD that's longer than 36 minutes?
It was 36 minutes? Yeah, yeah.
All his CDs.
It's 36. Yeah,
they're all like 32
releasing a 12-minute album.
Minutes, yeah.
You know what's so funny is because like people are just listening to his shit on Apple Music now. Tom's probably gonna get like a huge royalty.
Yeah,
check.
Huge. He'll get like $12.
No, he's probably gonna
get ripped off on streaming.
Nah, you make several million dollars.
No, Spotify is like
Yeah, I guess we should defer to Mr. Nickel and Dime over here.
Adam Artists.
Let's change your name to J Change. How about that? That's a cool nickname for
I
you.
I wish I was
J-Change.
Good at it.
What's up? Name's J Coin. Name's Coinstar.
Coinstar
Runner?
Coinstar Runner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool.
I'm mad about you.
I'm mad about you.
Hey, Helen, sorry I had to had to come into your room and rape you last night.
Weren't they married in that show?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I'm remembering it as their roommates.
Yeah,
it was her lecherous roommate.
No, I think
they're like, imagine a.
That's very nice of you to let me stay in your apartment.
Sorry, he was in.
I went ahead and helped myself to some.
Is that what
pussy.
Paul Reiser? I don't remember what Paul Reiser sounds.
That's pretty good. Yeah,
kind of a Jewish kind of New York.
Is that it? Is this? Is it like this sort of?
Yeah.
He's got something
not
like
that,
this.
Maybe a little.
No,
more
that's
subtle.
Good.
More maybe a little subtle? Bit more Long Island.
More Long Islandy is something.
That's fine.
Hey, here I am.
He was in Barry Levinson's
I'm a rapist.
Diner.
So are you, Adam?
Yeah, he was.
Baltimore.
That's
classic.
The thing me and you have in common. Is that we both rape people?
Yep, that's
yeah, you
another
both got
thing
bar mitzvah.
That that you know certain.
Is that what he sounds like? I feel like that's close. I haven't
no,
heard.
No, that's
talk.
Him. That's him. You
is
got
it?
Him. That's
is
good.
Is that
enough.
Okay? All right, not good enough, dude. It's got to be perfect.
I'm sorry, man. I just
I'm over here doing all these voices.
You
I have got, no,
just
I got
a
zero
YouTubes.
Feedback on my Philip Seymour Hoffman.
We
Philip
said it was great.
We loved it.
I know, but it, was it accurate? I don't know.
It was fun.
Somebody
man.
Needs to guide me
what
here.
Do you
I
want?
Need creative
it's
feedback.
Good.
You need constant.
I need new
positive
voices.
Philip,
I need new voices. Always.
Philip Suck Guys Hoffman.
Never stop doing voices.
For
oh,
Philip
yeah.
Suck Guys Hoffman, it was great.
Okay.
For fans of basketball,
let me suck your car. Uh-huh.
I had one about the 76ers forward. Fuck, what's the Turkish
the
guy's name?
The Suckety Dixers.
well, he's maybe not
whatever,
Turkish.
What's his name?
Fuck.
I can't believe I'm forgetting his
ugly
name.
Ugly ass.
The Suckety Dixers is pretty
the
good.
The Suckety Dixers is really
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
I called Battlestar Galactica Faggle Star
Irsan Ilyasova.
Yeah, Squirtson eats Asliasova.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
apparently
you.
He's like of mysterious origin.
Mm. Yes, he might be something else.
He's a man from
he's
nowhere.
He's a man eater.
Whoa, whoa, here she comes. Look out, boy, she's mad about you. Starring Paul Reiser.
Oh, goddamn. Starring Paul Reiser.
Yeah, that's his theme song.
Here comes Helen Hunt.
She's the other one on the show.
Also,
Phoebe. Was there
Phoebe.
Literally anyone else on that
show? Phoebe,
did
they
have like a
the guy that
best
played
friend?
His brother, Ira.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's
who
a
was
guy,
it?
I don't know, but he looked like Paul Reiser, so I assumed he was his
maybe
brother.
Maybe it was his real brother.
I mean, Ira.
Phoebe was in it.
Ira,
Phoebe
Mad
from
About
Friends?
You.
Ursula, the waitress, is actually... They,
oh, it's
they,
a mashup.
They're in the same
a universe.
Who played Ira on Mad About You?
Mm-hmm. Your mother's penis. Paul Reiser,
Helen Hunt, and
Ramsey and others.
Okay.
Ramsey and others.
Ramsey?
Description. And, no. Paul Reiser, Helen Hunt, and Ramsey.
And Ramsey. I thought it was just and Ramsey.
Yeah, you know.
Like a one-named like black
there was
comedian.
There was a Persian kid in my school named Ramsey.
Ramsey?
That was the horniest guy I've ever met in my life. He would like bark at women. He would be like... And
this sounds like a mentally retarded person.
No, he's got like a kid and shit now. And he told a story about how like he would ask this old lady in his neighborhood to tell him what masturbation was. And he would get so horny, he would just go beat off to this old lady describing masturbation to him. And then Ramsey was the guy that one of our friends had a horse. Mm-hmm. And we were trying. He said he would fuck a horse's pussy. We were like, Ramsey, would you fuck a horse for $400? And he was like, no. And then we showed him a picture of a horse pussy, and he was like, yeah, I'm in. But then we couldn't get the guy whose horse it was to agree.
I'm reading iTunes reviews of Mad About You. Love this show. Thanks for adding. Best to watch with a partner. You will both see a different episode. For one half, the girl will say, "See, why don't you get it?" And the second half, he'll say, "Oh, yeah? why do you guys always do that? No, this dumb bitch puts on this fucking show.
Yeah,
alone. She complains. Yeah, alone. Or she does it with a boyfriend. She complains about it, and then the guy just leaves or rolls his eyes.
Comes inside of her.
Best scene, in my opinion, Jamie walks into the living room, looks at Paul, holds up toilet paper roll and a holder in her hands, puts roll on holder and says, voila, every girl has wanted to do that at least once in her life.
Yes, oh my queen. God.
Go off, Helen.
5 stars by Uppity Woman.
No way. That's Uppity Woman.
That sounds like the fucking when Russians try and be black conservatives.
Yeah, that sounds yeah, like fake. Yeah. Like, yeah.
The realist MAGA,
black,
the realist yeah, MAGA yeah, guy. Yeah. The realist MAGA shorty.
Yeah.
I the dope know. Conservative.
I don't know any of the details. What did you see who played Ira?
Who gives a fuck, dude?
The audience demands.
Do you think, Nick,
the people
do you
who
think
listen to this podcast want me to go
through?
Who want to
know who Ira was?
Yeah, yeah.
Nick, do you think that Mr. Hands, that was it. His first time fucking a horse?
The first
of
all,
course not.
Mr. Hands is weird because, oh, man. About
of course was it wasn't his first time.
No, no, no. Because the Mr. Hands video, the guy in the video is not the guy from the story who died.
Oh.
That's just a video of a guy being fucked by a horse.
Oh, and then conflate them?
Yes, and then there's another really? Story about a guy that died.
Wait, so that guy lived?
The guy's name is John Pankow, motherfucker. Jesus
John,
Christ.
John Pankow?
Yeah.
Is that where Pankow breadcrumbs come from?
Yes.
Is yeah, that family?
From
you've Japan. Brought shame to the Panko family. How dare my son be a horse fucker? Yep. Okay, Paul.
All he ever did.
Here's the guy. Here's who plays the brother. Look at this cunt's face.
Yeah, he's got a horrible head.
Look how fucking stupid this guy looks. With his shitty 80s mullet.
Damn. Oh,
his fucking that's early rough. 90s mullet.
That's
his
a stand-up comedy.
Famous
mullet.
As shit, man.
Yeah.
I can't believe how famous
that's
he
a
is.
HBO Young Comedian
how,
special.
That's how fucking
haircut.
Cool boomers thought that they were in the 80s. Like, I'm going to have a fucking cool mullet and a little stupid-ass earring.
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
And a big suit and a tiny tie, like
fucking
a thin tie.
Not like us millennials.
Us cool guys.
Us fucking millennials that are
the greatest
permanent
generation.
Children. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to be 40 years old saying fucking gay and retarded.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Having a good-ass time with my boys.
100%.
Until my goddamn heart explodes or I have some horrific aneurysm. Or
yep.
Going to 90s dance parties.
Yeah, making fun of mentally unfit comedians
who live with their parents
with their
and
parents
have objectively tragic lives while we make over six figures.
Look, dude, I've never bullied him.
Yeah, no way.
I haven't
There's
done
There's no way anything
yeah,
you've
yeah,
ever
yeah,
done
dude. That's true.
To Tom Myers yeah, could be construed true. Of as bullying.
John Pankow?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you meant that's who played... Or that's who Mr. Hands was.
Oh, no, no, no. Ira is John Pankow.
Oh, no. Here's how stupid I am. I saw that Ira
the
from
brother
Matter, hold
from
on. Matter. You said, you see, I thought, because I thought I just discovered that the guy from the Mr. Hands video was also the.
No.
Because I forgot we were both looking it up.
You're like, this is a crazy coincidence. Yeah.
Well, here's how I found it. There's this Ira Pankow image on Google because someone has a fan page dedicated to the
Hell.
Brother from Anna.
Yes. Is it still up?
Yes, of course. It's on Tripod.
Oh, suck me off.
KP.
Please, I'm gay.
KAYPEE dot tripod.com.
What's tripod.com?
It was like GeoCities.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Shouts out GeoCities. Could you look at porn off GeoCities or nah?
Maybe. No. Maybe.
Because Tumblr, I know, had porn.
Tumblr, yeah, that was later on.
Fuck yeah, blank girls. Whatever,
yeah,
every,
like whatever
every flavor
porn
you wanted.
Star, yeah, yeah. I remember I went in like a weird hole on Tumblr one day where it was like hot girls smoking meth. There was like a hot girl tweaker thing. There was like a
did
tag.
They fuck?
There was like a tag. Yeah, but they kind of like. Well, I don't know if. Well, I guess girls could fuck on meth. I don't know if guys can. Like,
but did
that's
they
like
show
a,
them
God,
getting fucked?
Yeah, they're like in bikinis and like naked and like. And like smoking meth.
Nice.
And nice. I was like, this is kind of erotic.
Did
maybe.
You jerk off to it?
I don't know if I did.
Yeah, you did.
Probably.
I used to jerk off to Fuck Yeah Brazilian Girls.
Oh, I mean, that's classic.
Fuck Yeah Black Girls. Fuck
We've
Yeah.
talked about you think Mike is still down there?
Mike in Brazil?
In
yeah,
Brazil?
He can't get his visa. He's got visa problems.
You know
so
where Mike actually came from? Germany.
Really?
Yeah, he did some weird things around 1937 1945.
Yeah. So he's hiding out in Brazil?
Yeah, his original name wasn't Mike.
Oh.
He was
Mikhail?
Mikhail Hitler.
Mikhail Hitler?
Yeah.
Oh, suck me up.
Nate, what are you looking at on your phone?
No,
we were doing a great Mike in Brazil riff.
Oh, sorry. I was looking at now.
Do you remember
this
that porn?
Wife.
Huh? Who? Ira Prakrow or whatever the fuck? John Prakrow?
Ira Prakrow.
Who's his wife? A horse?
You can't hold a thought.
John Prakrow? What the fuck was his name?
he was just like severely mentally disabled.
I truly am, man.
It's just, your head's just filled with M&Ms and just pushes out thoughts immediately.
I wish it was, man. Yeah.
What's his name? Dingus Blumauer? What's that guy's name again? Mr. Hondo?
Mr. Hondo is a great name.
He fucked cats, didn't he?
Did you just come up with that, Mr. Hondo?
I like Mr.
That's
Hondo.
A thing, right? No, that sounds like from something.
No, it's a cool name.
That's
though.
A really cool name.
I'm going to name my son Mr. Hondo. Mr. Hondo Halcyon.
This is my son, Mr. Hondo.
His first name is Mr. Hondo. As a baby, you have
that's
to call him Mr. Hondo.
Dude, yes. He's literally born with sunglasses on.
Mr. Handel Halkius, bitch.
Mm-hmm. He's like fucking adult
except
women.
I'm taking my wife's name, dude. Because I'm an ally.
Yeah.
Are I'm you?
A, no.
I'm going to take my wife's dignity. How about that? How about that?
Yeah, bitch. Hey, pal. Any woman seen in public with you take her dignity.
Yeah. That's why I can't wait for my wedding because I'm going to have a gun in my pocket pointing at the good. Woman the whole time.
That's good.
And then another one at the priest.
Because you love weddings so much.
I love getting
it's
gonna
married.
It's
going to be a Mexican
standoff. You love getting married
so everyone
much.
Has a gun.
Yeah.
The wife to the priest.
I had a gun-themed wedding.
Oh, suck my dick.
Actually, Nick, since he was a little boy, has been planning his fairy tale wedding.
The perfect wedding. Adam's always talking about getting married.
Yeah, that is
that's
true.
That's his thing.
Yeah.
He wants to be a father now.
Yeah, I want to, you know.
Are you ready? Are you ready to be a father?
No, I don't think I'm
you'd
ready.
Be a terrible father.
Why would I be a terrible father?
You'd be a good father.
I think I'm actually
I would make it
very
a
nice
point
to the people in my life.
See to it.
Yeah, you could never see his child.
Uncle Nick would
you could
try
never
to
see
ruin.
Uncle Nick.
Yeah.
Mr. Hank,
it was so funny when we went to your dad's house and you held your nephew and it was such a foreign like
that was really funny.
Like Nick was just so like did not
he
know
did
what
not
to
know
do with like a
baby.
Cute baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll never see that kid again.
It was like it wasn't even like you were holding a human. It was like you were holding a turd,
a sack of.
That's like, your
like he was holding a fucking like Thanksgiving turkey, dude.
Yeah.
You're like a frozen turkey.
Yeah, like an uncooked.
Yeah, exactly.
Butterball turkey.
Like, I don't know. They put me on the spot. I didn't want to fucking hold a baby and have my picture taken.
Well, also, to be fair to you, you were sick and the baby was also sick.
Oh, that's right. The baby was sick.
They're like, yeah.
And he had a nice big dick.
Huge.
The baby?
The baby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a girl.
You can see it through his diaper.
Yeah. It's a girl baby, so
yeah. Oh, she must have shit herself in a dick shape.
Yeah, I'm in a group text right now. I guess one of my cousins had a kid.
Oh, nice.
We keep posting pictures of the kid. And the day it was born, you know, I'm like, oh, what cute, you know, or whatever. But now it's like been a couple weeks, and they're still sending pictures of the kid, and everyone else is like, oh, what a sweetheart. And it's like, am I supposed to be doing that?
Yeah.
I guess I should.
You could check in every once in a while.
Yeah.
You could taper off.
Nothing's changed. It's a baby.
Right.
It's like,
it changes.
The day it's born, let me know when it's walking or something.
Yeah. No, there's plenty of opportunities to wear cute little outfits between now and then.
The return of Ron Bender.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, I just thought about people not being able to walk.
You automatically
so
thought of a man doing stand-up comedy in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Which is admittedly a very funny image.
Yeah. But I love too, he's still got the big gulp in the
picture. Yeah.
That big gulp that he used to carry around with him. Gotta have my soda. The thing I like about that guy, he sounds like the animated Garfield. They have the same voice.
I didn't spend much time with him. I think literally just that one CD recording.
I used to see him because Irwin used to pal around with him too.
Nice.
I don't know how they met that guy.
Ron Bender. Where is he from?
He lives in like Salisbury.
Just taking a quick 2.5 hour drive.
Yeah, actually, I used to live in Salisbury, Maryland. And yeah, somebody broke in my house, beat me, raped me, left me for dead. The police chief and the mayor were involved.
Oh, that's the same guy.
No, that's a lady that I worked with. But
yeah, that's right. Okay.
That's the only frame of reference I have for Salisbury.
It's just on the east,
eastern shore.
You have to
drive through it to
get to Ocean
City. It's like what, like 30 minutes from Ocean City?
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's on the other side of the bay.
There's one of the state colleges is there. Salisbury is where you go if you can't get into any
anywhere else. State?
Yeah. Nah, Frostburg's also a piece of shit.
Yeah, it's whether you want mountains or the beach.
Or close to the beach. Yeah,
close to the beach, sort of.
Man, Maryland's got everything, huh?
Oh, yeah,
I can see
mountains.
Why you'd stay there forever.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just writing jokes about Havre de Grace.
They said when God was painting the earth, he put deserts and mountains, and he had a little bit of each paint left.
And he made Maryland.
That's the state of Maryland.
You know, they actually do say that.
About the state of Maryland?
No, yeah, that's true.
No way.
Yeah, that's like a thing about Maryland is that it's like it's got every type of topography.
I think it's a hack thing a lot of people say from a lot of different states.
I don't know. Yeah, do they have deserts in Maryland?
Yeah.
Where?
Allegheny County.
Right in the Allegheny fucking Sahara.
Yeah, Washington County's got deserts.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Maryland does have
it all.
Go
to the sand dunes of Allegheny County.
Yeah, dude, Hagerstown is looks like no different from Santa Fe. Yeah, here I am.
Tumbleweeds.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, dude. God bless Maryland. Mm-hmm. I'm going back. You were just there.
Manly deeds, womanly words.
I was just
there
this morning.
That's right. Manly deeds, womanly words. That shit rules. Yeah. I forget about that one.
We had a real Dundalk Uber driver yesterday, and he was saying... He's like, so what are y'all doing for Cinco de Mayo? He's like, watch Caps game. Definitely watch Caps game tonight. And I was like, oh, we're here for a film festival. He's like, oh, what you're gonna want to do is set up ESPN alerts so you can get the Caps game scores. I don't even like.
I
that.
Love that. Yeah. Why the? I hate the.
Baltimore loves the Caps. Really I never knew that. Yeah.
Because they're so racist, they don't watch basketball.
They lose every playoff.
They're not good.
To the
But
the
it's
same
a DC
team.
It's so fucking annoying.
Yeah.
I hate that shit.
Yeah.
Fuck DC. Baltimore's a different place.
The Bapitals? How about that?
DC sucks.
The Brapitals.
The Rapitals? The Capital Steps. That's something that sucks.
Yeah. It's an improv group.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's like they sing about politics.
Or an acapella group.
Yeah,
something.
Acapella.
One of my best riffs of all time was on Periscope. We're in New Hampshire with Virgil and Felix, and we're making fun of the Capitol Steps. We're doing Ben Carson.
Hell yeah.
In the Capitol Steps, and he goes, "Shame on a bleep who can't operate on a brain." On a
That is good.
I read his Wikipedia recently. Very interesting.
Why are these shoes here?
It's Adam's shoes.
Those are not mine. Those
are
my
Adam's girl's shoes.
They're red.
It's Adam's geisha shoes.
Do you jack off on these?
To jack
no,
off.
But when
what if we found
out
Adam was
time,
actually paying
I like
to jack
to
off old
up.
Chinese men? He goes and gets a massage, and he's like, that happy ending, but reverse style.
He jacks off the
Chinese.
Masseuse.
We're doing a Chinese fire drill on the happy ending.
Chinese fire drill.
Everyone gets out and jerks off in a circle.
That's the Travolta move, right? Was that he kept trying to jack off
male
masseuse.
He would open up his asshole.
Let me get your dick over here. I can't wait to suck on your dick.
Hey, Adrian.
Yeah.
Yo, Adrian.
Yo, Adrian.
I'm mad about you.
I'm mad about you. Whoa. Suck my fucking dick on John Travolta.
I'm fucking John Travolta over here.
I'm fucking John Travolta.
Whoa.
Christopher.
Yeah, he is clearly bald and wearing a series of wigs.
Of course, a lot of celebrities are like that. In fact, the only guy that's like not able to hide it is Brendan Fraser, and it like cost him his career.
You think he got molested or something? Wasn't he like?
Man, that's why I got so much respect for Billy Zane. Billy Zane like just had the slightest hint of going bald, and he was like, shave it all off.
Done.
Just fucking got rid of all his hair, and then if he's like in a movie, he's like, yeah, just give me a wig.
Yeah.
And then for you know, he's just fucking cue ball otherwise.
He's also beautiful though, dude.
He is. He's very pretty.
Beautiful.
He's got great eyebrows.
Structure.
Yeah.
His eyelashes.
Is it
he wears mascara.
Does
that's
he?
That's all you need to do. You want to have pretty eyes, put mascara.
Bro, I got long eyelashes.
Really? I thought Billy Zane has like very strong eyebrows.
Hold on, let's pause for a second. Stop. You're 300 pounds. You're missing a tooth. Mm-hmm.
First of all, I'm 269. Okay, I was 274 3 weeks.
You're
weeks
too
ago.
Damn much.
I have lost 4 pounds. Okay, so please respect that. 5 pounds. That's
just, cheese weight.
Yeah,
I have.
That's
not
water.
Yeah. No, it is not.
I stopped drinking water.
It's not even water. There's cheese weight on top of water weight. Stav hasn't even got into water weight yet.
It's floating. It's just slices of cheddar floating on top of water weight that I haven't lost yet.
Yeah. He's got. Just some Baby Bell wheels crammed up his ass.
Fuck, I would love a nice Baby
Bell. Dude, I fucking love Baby Bell wheels.
God. I like eating them in the supermarket.
I want my Baby Bell. Baby Bell cheese
mad about
wheels.
You.
People aren't gonna like that at all, but it's so funny to me.
That's my favorite. That's better than we might have to replace songs about sucking off your father.
With just being
about you,
Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt's mad about you.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Helen, sorry, I'm so mad about you.
That's good. I think he has like a sharp, like a.
No, it was fine. He's fine.
No, you did it good.
It's good. It's good to see you not so mad anymore, Helen. About that rape,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
Helen. I'm sorry.
Helen.
Oh,
Helen. I'm Ryan Shutt. I'm gay.
And I'm gay, and I rape. Oh fuck. That one is definitely just for us.
fuck. I like how like just an episode ago, I was like, Tom Myers has schizophrenia. And then, like, this is what's funny to me. I don't know how to fucking write jokes. What I think is funny is Ryan Shutt is Barack Obama explaining Paul Reiser.
Apologizing that he is Paul Reiser and that he raped Helen.
That's a good joke, dude. It's multifaceted. It's me, Paul Reiser.
I'm Paul Reiser.
I'm Ryan Shutt. I'm Ryan Shutt.
I'm gay. Oh, man, I raped you, Helen. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm going to fucking Be More, I think, next week. My little bro's birthday.
Mommy's Day.
I'm having another day where I eat an entire bag of granola.
Nice.
Granola isn't, like, good for you. It's, like, sugar.
Yeah, I know it's not good for me, you fucking idiot. Okay. I didn't say it was good for
but
me.
But it's fake good
but
for
you. But it feels
though.
Like it's good for you, right?
They definitely fucking
it's like oats. Yeah.
It's like seeds. It's like, you know, going down on a girl with a hairy pussy, you know? Or like fucking a girl with like a really hairy pussy, and you're like, oh, there's no way I don't need to use a condom. She's
sure.
from out. She's,
that makes sense.
She hikes. You know, there's right. no way.
Mm-hmm. There's a
she's
natural,
clearly never fucked.
There's a natural flora and fauna in her pussy.
She
hairs.
Left her expensive boots from REI on the whole time, you know? She smells, right. her whole body smells like her pussy.
That's right.
And that's what eating a girl
Baltimore is filled with a lot of those types.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of smelly girls.
Everyone smells, and I don't know why the fuck they do that. My friends, they're like successful.
Smell. Have money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I saw Dan like
Dan
two
smells.
Nights ago, and he smelled fine.
Really?
I noticed that. I actively noticed that he
usually.
Smelled fine.
Well, good for him.
And his hair was like, you know, he was like looking,
well, maybe
like kind of well kept.
They were out of towners, you know?
Yeah, he was hanging out with the film people.
The film people.
Yeah.
He wanted to keep those little curls on the back of his head looking nice.
Yeah. No, his hair. He had a haircut and his beard was
a lot of
trained.
The Wham City Bros, except for Ben. Ben showers. Ben's
Ben,
a very
Ben's,
clean boy.
Ben's a, yeah.
They'll be here Tuesday, actually.
Where are they playing?
I don't know.
Are you opening?
I might. I don't know. I got to ask. But I'll definitely go check
I'll
it out.
I'll go with you. Yeah. I'd love to see it.
Yeah, Baltimore smells bad, dude. And then those people are in completely segregated from like the bros. It's either those artsy kids that don't smell good, or it's just like total
or the
bros.
Vineyard Vines kind of guys.
Vineyard Vines kind of guys, and then like you know,
boat shoes,
trying to get sucked off.
Yeah, I saw.
And then you got your West Baltimore.
I saw
people
a custom guy
Doug.
In Baltimore, custom vineyard, not custom, but it was a. Maryland crabs with the Maryland flag, Vineyard Vines shorts.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah. That's cool.
I used to have
that's
a shirt
cool.
that said, don't mess with me, I'm crabby.
Yeah, that's nice.
It was a picture of a crab.
Right from the gift shop next to the
Inner Harbor.
The TCBY treats.
Mm-hmm. TCBY.
Touching Christian boys.
That
young.
One area.
Touching them young, brother.
That's a treat.
That one area by the monument, the Washington, Baltimore, Washington Monument is really nice.
Mount Vernon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
Do you have to be like rich to live there?
Yeah, you do.
I mean, comparatively rich. It's not that expensive.
Yeah, you can find a nice spot.
You get an apartment over there. Uh-huh. I mean, if you're making like, you know, an apartment there is probably like $900 a month. Maybe a little bit more.
$900?
I would say more.
For like a room? Or like a full apartment?
Uh-oh.
A one bedroom? Well, yeah, that would probably be like...
$1,200?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
That's good.
Oh, it's good compared to here, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can find one... George had a nice-ass one bedroom for like $700 in Charles Village.
In Charles Village.
Yeah.
Where did you live before?
I lived in Greektown with my parents, and then I lived in Charles Village with the boys. With the boys, that's where I had a lot of sex.
My place in Waverly was $250 a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my room was $300 in that Charles Village house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
$250 a month, and like Waverly's not bad.
Yeah.
You know?
Charles Village is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to get some property down in Beemore, you know?
Yeah.
Buy a bulldog. You know, just retire.
Yeah, I had a proper...
Retire at 31.
Right, why a bulldog? Because it looks like you?
Because it looks like me. Because it's the dog version of me, of course.
Icy
looks a little tracksuit.
The dog version of you is like...
Icy looks like me. We're both beautiful.
A little poodle with like a...
Yeah.
No, more of a Jewish dog.
What, the Italian greyhound? Those are the little...
I don't know. Those are
that
like
flying
elegant.
Elephant guy from the first Star Wars movie. That's the type of dog Adam would be.
What?
They're like, the boy's mother.
That's the Jewish slave owner.
That's the dog he would
the
be.
The Jewish slave owner alien.
You know the boy would win. That is not fair. Where is my chance cube?
Nick, you would be like a fucking... A yappy ass little dog,
no,
dude.
Not even true at all.
You'd be a little
I'd be the perfect, some kind of retriever.
No,
absolutely not. Those are friendly and nice.
The best dog.
You'd be a yappy ass little motherfucking.
Yeah. No, not even.
You'd be a rescue, first of all.
A chihuahua.
Yeah, you'd be a traumatized rescue.
Not even close.
Yes, you would.
Motherfucker.
Yes, you would.
Yeah. I'll fuck you up right now.
Because you have no trauma.
You would be some kind of fucking little bitch ass dog.
No, you would be. You would be like.
I'm a bulldog for sure.
Fat pug.
We've already said bulldog.
You're not a bulldog.
You already agreed. You were on record.
I know. I asked you why a bulldog, and I said because it looks like you.
Mm-hmm.
And you said yes. That doesn't mean that I think it looks like you. I just was trying to understand
in
your rationale.
In his mind, it looks
I saw
like
the look
him.
In your eyes.
Your mind. No,
I
you
saw
didn't
the look
see,
in your
first
eyes.
First of all, there's never a look in my eyes.
You're right. They're very empty and hollow. Always.
First of all, I don't know why you're having
I'll
this.
Put fucking
bulldogs aren't particularly attractive looking dogs.
They're cute as hell.
Because I would say be more.
And much like Stav, they die early because their body can't take their proportions.
A pug makes more sense, but an obese pug.
A pug does not make more sense.
Oh, like the dog
trouble breathing
from Men in Black.
You guys are out of your
like
mind.
Stop.
I'm a beautiful,
an ugly
bulldog.
Little pug.
An ugly pug.
You're a ratty ass chihuahua.
No, I'm not a ratty ass chihuahua.
No,
Adam's the Jewish
it.
Slave owner elephant guy from Star Wars.
You're earnest.
That one we agreed on.
That is true. That one we can all agree on.
You are
a lion.
No.
Yes, the leader of the animals.
Of the dogs. The best dog.
I'm the best one. No, I refuse to accept anything less than golden retriever.
You're definitely not a golden retriever.
Probably golden retriever.
No chance.
Probably,
whatsoever.
Yes. Golden retriever.
You're some little chihuahua,
Labrador,
Rottweiler mix.
Not even close.
Fucked up.
Not even close.
Yes. That's
you're
totally
absolutely
accurate.
Yeah, yeah. You're like the product of like a very small dog being raped by
a big dog.
Yeah. Or maybe the other way around in some hilarious kind of... That's
funny.
When
it is
funny like
when
little,
a little dog fucks a big ass dog.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy that they're the same animal, you know? Because of us breeding them.
Slavery. Dog slavery.
Yeah, dog...
They're all
is that
wolves.
What the Nazis wanted? They wanted like
basically.
Some like bulldogs and some
basically
poodles.
Yeah.
That movie Dog Years a Slave.
That'd be crazy if the Nazis
all
got
slaves
to,
go
like,
to heaven.
Keep doing that shit. I mean, I guess they just wanted one kind of dog, right? They wanted all German shepherds.
Yeah,
right. Mm-hmm. They would have killed the Shiba Inu Japanese.
You think slaves went to heaven?
Of course.
What do you mean, of course?
God save
them. But you can't be a bad... You can be a bad slave.
Like a bad person?
Yeah, and be a
slave. So your justification is that some of them were bad people.
not my justification for slavery.
For 400 years of slavery.
When they went to, I'm not excusing the baller cost. I think it's a bad.
The baller cost.
That's how I refer to it. They stole all those balling ass, you know, all those ballers.
Christ. That is very funny.
It is very funny. Anyways.
He did text that to
saying,
the thread.
I'm saying if they all go to heaven, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm. So we're saying heaven's real.
Because all dogs go to heaven. That's not even true. Carface goes to hell. That's what happens in the movie.
Oh, shit, you're right.
I don't remember.
Doesn't he? He goes to hell.
I don't remember.
No, actually. You know what? He goes to heaven.
So if dogs go to heaven, I think slaves go to heaven.
Also, let's another unsympathetic protagonist. Carface was in the right. And all dogs go to heaven.
I don't remember.
Who was that? The bad guy?
Charlie goes to prison. I think Carface may have set him up, but he takes over the business.
Yeah, he set him up. Oh, Carface. That's right. Scarface.
Yeah.
It's a little... little
Carface is the dog version.
He's
Black,
the mafia.
Black
He's
Panther
the mafia.
Was fucked up because the bad guy in Black Panther was like trying... Like Wakanda was keeping all of their money and technology to themselves.
They were like Israel.
And not helping out any other black people around the globe.
Yeah.
And then the bad guy was trying to have other black people...
Yeah, his motives were cool. What he wanted
was
cool.
Black Panther.
What he wanted was cool, but the way he went about it was the only thing that makes him like mean and bad.
Why? He just stole it.
And
he won that
fight. He killed like his girlfriend and shit.
He won the fight.
He did win the fight.
He did. I mean, by the laws,
he
should have
been. Yeah,
the king.
I give him that, but I wasn't down with his rule.
If you think about what a Black Panther is, he was the Black Panther.
True. He was the Jaguar, though. He got the cool gold shit.
Yeah, he was tight.
He was cool. I like him better, honestly.
And he was fucking jacked.
He was
shit.
Sexy.
He looked
shit,
good.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Whatever. Nick, you gotta see. You should see that movie.
Yeah.
No, you shouldn't actually.
Or Creed. He's also Creed.
Yeah. Toss scrambled and salad egg. I'm the Black Panther.
Black Panther mad about you.
Well, what else is in the news? I guess John McCain's
dying, and he doesn't want Trump to come to his funeral. Yeah.
Fuck
Trump.
John McCain, dude.
Yeah.
He can suck my nuts.
He can't anymore.
You don't think he could?
He can't give brain. He's got brain
cancer.
No, he
gives too much brain.
He's got brain. My man got brain cancer. Cancer giving brain.
John McCain can't stop giving brain.
John McBrain. That'd be a good Tom Myers joke. Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently Senator John McCain's got to change his name to Senator John No Brain.
That is good. That is a good Tom Myers
because
joke.
He's got brain cancer.
Because he's got brain cancer.
Because he's mad about you.
He's mad about you.
There we go.
Mad about you.
Anyway,
I'm having gay sex.
What do you talk about after 3 years? You know,
on just this
kissing. I don't think it's 3 years. It's 2.5.
Yeah,
it's
almost coming up on 3.
We could have been in prison this entire time.
That would
we could have.
Cool.
That's another life.
And then we get out of it. Prison Break.
Yeah,
Prison Break style. That show.
Yeah,
that's another sexy bald man.
You go to prison.
I look exactly like
jacked.
That guy from Prison Break.
I saw Taylor Catchem in Los Angeles while I was there. And he looks like a convict now.
What do you mean?
Did
he lost weight? He lost weight and then got jacked, but he also like accepted his baldness and shaved his head.
Hell yeah.
So he looks rough.
He looks like
tough.
He looks like a monster.
Hell yeah.
That's cool.
Because he had kind of like dangerous eyes.
Yeah, he's
too.
Already kind of an intense looking guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, he looked insane.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm going to look like someday.
That guy's funny as shit, dude.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I like Tyler.
Yeah. Yeah, when I ran into it on the street, and I was like, Tom Sizemore followed me on Twitter. He's like, oh, yeah, dude. My friend, she went to rehab with him, and he fucked her, and he sucked his cum out of her pussy and spit it in her face. And he was like,
what an awesome story. Yeah, yeah.
But he said it was like in one breath. He just repeated it. I was like, damn. All right. Well, I guess that's been enough time.
Do we do an hour?
Funny Moms.
Hour
next
16.
Week.
Also, May something. I'm in Philly at some place.
Oh, yeah. You're going with Racine or something?
Yeah. Here, Racine.
Oh, the bad boys.
The bad boys.
Yeah.
Michael
I got
Racine.
A dog.
Here we go.
I have committed rape.
Make that 7 tickets.
Funny Moms on the 14th. We haven't booked anyone yet.
Yeah.
But come out to that.
What the fuck is the date for a pop-up comedy?
And we have, guys, we actually are working on some dates.
August 12th is the Auto Bar.
For Auto Bar is August 12th.
Yeah, sorry we weren't there this weekend.
Yeah, May 18th, 8 p.m.
Fuckley's Cafe. Nick is going to be at Fuckley's Cafeteria.
Pop-up comedy. Just look up pop-up comedy. I'll post a link on my Instagram bio, but it's, yeah, me and Mike Racine are co-headlining some fucking venue in Philly.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Yes. So August 12th, we will be at Auto Bar, and then we've got a couple other shows cooking.
We got Boston, Cleveland.
Boston, Cleveland. The Boston, Cleveland tour looks like it's happening back to back.
Back to back.
You're watching Boston, Cleveland starring Dennis Leary. I'm tired of my fucking daughters doing fucking something that bothers me.
Also, we've said it before, but if you have any access to, I guess, what, like 200, 300 seat
If it's all venues, famous, probably bigger. I don't know.
If it's a bigger city, we should do more. Okay, never mind.
But L.A., we're trying to go to L.A.,
If you have, like,
man.
Like access to a venue that would like to have us, we're more than willing to discuss it.
Yeah. Dick sucks it.
We're
willing to dick sucks it.
We are not good at planning this kind of stuff. And
you can plan this dick.
Yeah.
I'll plan it. I'll plan it all right.
You better be.
Shout out to Chloe also for sending me hilarious trans t-shirts.
Yeah, you know,
I like getting free stuff from
people. Take some free stuff, guys.
No, Chloe, just send it to me. What's that?
Chloe who?
Some girl who listens to
the
show
from the gram.
Some dumb bitch.
Some dumb fucking who
fucking sending cool. shirts.
Hey yo, send
But
yeah,
thank
I'll
you,
take some
sincerely.
I'll take some gifts, guys.
I appreciate my
but
Gold's,
no
Gold's Gym tank.
No desserts. Right. I'm living a clean lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Under 270.
Please send Stav desserts.
Please.
Actually, you know what?
Desserts.
If you DM me, I'll give you Stav's address. And
no,
I'll tell you
don't
this.
Give my address.
On Amazon, people. They have a snack care package.
I do not.
It's $30. And
do
it's
not give my address.
Just boxes of Teddy Grahams.
Legally, I am putting this on recording.
If
which
you
want to
sell.
Legally binding.
If you
don't give my address out to people.
Legally binding. That'd
that's
be great.
Terrorism.
To see that court case. It's a $20 million lawsuit. And it's just pages and pages of Mad About You parodies.
I hope that's the thing that
who owns which who owns the rights to the Mad About You book.
The ugliest divorce since Kramer versus Kramer.
Yeah.
Which Mad About You theme song?
Yeah, yeah. The judge is like, neither of you own copyright to the N-word.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, that'll all right. do it, gang. Goodbye, everyone.
Oh, right. I got to hit, the, gotta
hit yeah. the button, bitch.
And we're off. Okay.
Nice.
I guess now we should talk about that. Adam's.
Shut the fuck up. No.